To Radio Rubber Room, coming to you as always from Sound Check Studios, Richmond, Virginia. And hey, what's going on, Sean?
Not much. How are you doing, buddy?
You know, just hanging out. We've had a lovely afternoon hanging out, listening to some music.
Good day.
Yeah. Brian, what's going on?
Hey, I'm good.
You look good.
Having a PBR slushy.
Have you been tanning?
You
have like a glow. Like a glow to you. You just look good. You look good. I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know what it is. And then Chanel had some family stuff she had to take care of, so she will not be joining us tonight.
Sorry, Chanel. Sorry.
We do have Kings with here with us tonight. What's going on, Kings?
Hey,
Kings.
How you doing?
Kings.
Yeah, that's my name.
I've been really, you know, I'm looking forward to this, but I wanted to get everything right, so I've been researching, like, you know, proper etiquette.
Yes.
Like when dealing with royalty or with talking to royalty.
Thank you.
And there's a couple different ways. Would you prefer I refer to you as Your Excellency or Ease?
Excellencies? Your Excellencies.
Your Excellencies? Like plural?
Your
multiple kings.
I'm going to go with My Liege.
My Liege?
I like Highnesses. That too. Like anything that just has like an extra like S or like or something.
S's.
That's hot. Yeah.
Lord, my lord.
Yeah. My lord, yeah. My lord.
It's all, because you can, like, now people are now gods, lords, kings. Mm-hmm. We're all those things now.
Sovereign.
Sovereign. We're, you know, dictators, mm-hmm. You know, whatever. We can all just name ourselves that now, so that's what, yes.
So wait, what did we settle on?
My Excellencies.
My Excellency. Well, if you want to introduce yourself.
Okay.
Your Excellency.
Sees. Kelly Strawbridge is
okay.
My name. Yes.
Right.
And Kings is a project formed between myself and Devon Harris, aka DJ Harrison.
And he's in the other room.
And he is in the other room right now conversing with the other members of the band, also known as Butcher Brown. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about the music and life in the other room.
So it's getting deep in there.
Probably. I just saw Devon sit down, so I think that means that he's really deep in thought.
And then you, sir, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners?
I'm Reggie Peace. I'm a friend of mm-hmm. King's. Started Yellowstone Records, which with Devon also.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
So very cool. So a lot of this band's members of Butcher Brown.
Butcher Brown and, you know, I mean... You know, every band in Richmond.
No BS.
I mean,
how many
Trio
projects
Justice.
Is for, this for you now?
Like, counted. This is my first like project ever released anywhere.
Okay.
But like, as far as just bands, like that are currently that I'm playing with, I mean, I've counted anywhere. It goes in between like 8 and like in the teens somewhere.
So
like,
8 at any given time.
Like literally, like what
teens,
every night of the week, it could literally be a different band that I could be playing with, and they all have different names and identities, and it could be very confusing for anyone else, but for me, it's just different sizes of money. That's all it is.
Fantastic. Well, you guys just put an album out.
Yes, it came out today.
Today. So breaking news.
The album came out, Kings, today.
Today.
3/3/15. We've been saying it all over the place.
Fantastic.
All over. People, I'm sure, are so happy that now it can be 3/4/15 or 3/5.
Well, very good, very good. We're glad to have you with us tonight, and we're going to hear some of those tunes on the album.
Absolutely.
And, you think any of the rest of the band's going to... They're gonna be antisocial all night, or are they?
They're eventually gonna come in and talk to us. I mean, they're eventually gonna stop talking to each other.
Okay.
And then that's when we grab one of them.
All right. Well, cool. We're gonna be back with more with some live tunes and more talking to Kings here on Radio Rubber Room. But right now, this is John DeLuca with Took.
Took a tip from friends and speak your heart. Never gonna find an end, look where an easy start. In the end, other than waiting, it's the hardest part. Go on, speak your heart, get it out of the way. So I took a trip down the hill so I could feel alive. It's hotter than
how many Derricks from Radio Rubber Room does it take to screw in a light bulb? The answer after these messages.
Intensity.
Passion.
Passion.
Desire.
It smells good.
These are the essences of Vaginette.
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 The newest eau de toilette from the Spoof Coast Scents collection that brought the number one selling men's cologne, Phallus Day.
Take a deep breath.
The ultimate pleasure.
Behold the true scent of diamonds. Vaginae.
Vaginae. Smell better than you.
Specially formulated from the most feminine of aromas.
Flowers.
cinnamon, diamonds, butterfly dust, and the tears of broken men. Vaginae, harnessed from hormone glands of the tigress. Vaginae, just spray once on each breast and once twain the legs.
Please yourself.
The only perfume guaranteed to attract men and other creatures. Vaginae.
Oh, vaginae.
For the woman who only uses the finest silk tampons. Vaginae. Get it all over you.
John Lee Design.
Build your website.
John Lee Designs will meet all your web development and graphic design needs.
Elegant, sleek.
John Lee is highly experienced in all aspects of XHTML.
CSC.
Java.
PHP. HTML.
And web development.
Java. J-O-N-L-E-E design.com.
Or johnleedesign@gmail.com. Or call him anytime at
804-829-0633. Sexy.
Sexy.
Help yourself.
That you know.
baby.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. How many Derricks does it take to screw in a light bulb? It depends how long the detailed list of instructions you have is.
We are back. That was Kings live here on Radio Rubber Room. And I'm looking at the back of the album. Which tune was that?
That was Stimulate. That is
Stimulate.
That is the single on the record right now. And it is now... has a video that we debuted midnight last night, and that's what it is.
So Stimulate, I was like, that was going to be my educated guess, just because I felt stimulated.
Good. All right. That's what it.
So, yeah. Video dropped at 12 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be today actually?
That was today. That was again.
Like the first second of today.
The first second of 3:03:15.
Yeah. And then I've also seen floating around, you guys are going to have a party for this.
It is.
To celebrate this. Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen with that.
We're going to have a banging release party. We're going to play at a certain venue, and that venue, something fell through, and we were able to secure Sound Music rather quickly, which was really a nice, pleasant thing that happened. But so we're playing it at Sound of Music Recording Studios. You know, Butcher Brown's going to do a little early set, and also we have Sound Genesis doing some, you know, doing some of that stuff or whatever. And we're really excited, man. It's going to be dope, and it's BYOB, so you can bring your own booze.
So that's going to be
nobody's going to boo. What the hell?
Oh,
booze.
Oh, yeah, booze. Yeah, booze. Yeah,
alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, sorry.
You know they just built a stage in there, right? Have you seen the stage?
That's
legitimized.
Well,
now.
The thing is that I don't know if they changed it up, but I mean we recorded some of the video in Sound of Music, so we were on that stage a little bit. But it's a cool room, and it's gonna be way cool. It's gonna be a little bit looser than just a club setting. So I'm really really excited about that.
So a lot of fun, and also it's feel like very economical for people. BYOB.
BYOB. It's only $5, and we will have CDs available. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be slammed.
You've got the hard copies. Where can people find it on the soft copies? I guess you'd call
the
it.
The soft.
Online.
This. You know what? I like that you call them soft copies. That's hot fire. Yeah. They need to go ahead and pick up on that. Whoever.
I made that up just now.
Whoever. Yeah. Whoever. that's a big one. You can get it at on our Bandcamp, jellystone.bandcamp.com. You can also pick it up on iTunes and all that kind of stuff. So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So how many different people actually played on the album? I see a lot of, for the tracks, a couple different tracks have a couple, like it looks like, cameos and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, we have, we have like Butcher Brown, plus we have like kind of two versions of Butcher Brown on it, basically. I mean, we have the version that had Christopher Smith in the band, who now plays with... who is he playing with right now? He's playing with, like...
Tane or something?
I'm not sure. Tane. Yeah, he's playing with Tane, and, like, he's just a super killing bass player, but he's on a lot of the tracks, and then also Andrew Randazzo. Devon plays most of the instruments. Reggie's on Strange Love using a vocoder app that was, like, being developed, really, as and we put it on the record, and... Who else? Armando.
Mm-hmm. Shout outs to Vio.
Yeah, Vio. Also, Armando. Armando, who's he's on quite a few of the tracks, just like throwing his vibe in there and stuff. So it's a really fun record. Plus, basically no BS horns. Marcus Tenney is on a couple tracks, playing trumpet and sax, respectively.
Well, very cool. And yeah, the packaging looks really good. I guess people can get on the all the other sites mentioned and see the packaging. And very clean, very very regal, very royal. Is that what you were going for?
Absolutely. We kind of wanted this to be the concept being a lost tape of something, a lost mixtape. And if you found it as a tape, it wouldn't probably have a picture on it or anything. It would just say Kings or just say whatever. It would just say this and have the little songs on the side. You wouldn't know what anybody looked like. You know what I'm saying? So it was like that. It's just like that. But we just kind of painted it like how it should look. For royalty. I just wanted to be simple. I didn't want any pictures. I didn't want anybody's faces on it. I love credits. I love reading stuff. I love
it's
all
It's very of that. Retro reading.
It is. It's not in. It's not in anymore.
I don't know. I think it's in.
Yeah,
I hope so.
I've seen more reading lately.
It's coming back, I feel like, maybe.
Yeah, I've seen more reading lately. I mean, just from people just checking out the packaging, people have been like reading it.
It's like a thousand years ago, books replaced tablets.
That's true. Everything comes back around. You're right, Sean. You're right. Dude. Very right. Very true.
Good point.
One of the things I was most impressed by is that you were able to get, well, I don't want to say most impressed by, but it's the Facebook name. No one had Kings.
I had to put Kings RVA, and that helps out. That's a popular thing, but Kings RVA, that helped me nail it.
But the name of the page is Kings.
Yeah. The name of the page is Kings. Dope. That's cool. That actually is amazing.
That worked out well.
Yeah. That worked out nicely. I've been very lucky with all of this King stuff. I mean, if I'm a king, I should be able to do what I want.
Very good, very good. That's your sovereignty.
It's the law of the land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You decree that is what happens. Well, your excellencies, we will be back with more live tunes and chatting, but right now we got to get to a tune. This is the Northerners, way back in our Republic Wednesday night days. They are live there with Valerie here on Radio Rubber Room.
Well, with the empty station, met my brother there. His hands held his head. His head between his legs seemed to be distraught. We by his stand. I said, brother, what's going on? He said, I had a girl with the weight of the world in a curl. Did you know that's where it stayed? It was in the crowd. Expected her to go like she did the night before. Trees, time to that sting. Well, I know she'll be
How many Chanels does it take to screw in a light bulb? The answer when we return here on Radio Rubber Room.
Yoga, long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like, take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes. Yeah! I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers who have been listening to Godsmack 24/7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
To the max.
Extreme. I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme!
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme.
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Yeah. Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground. Or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme.
Yeah.
We're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah.
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly into your chest.
Extreme.
Yeah. Yeah!
Global warming is a serious problem. It can cause sweaty britches, most certainly leading to deadly crotch rot. That's why I use Cooling's Cooling Gel, the gel that generates a cooling effect that you can rub anywhere on your body. Apply Cooling Gel directly to the skin of any warm area and become immediately soothed as Cooling Gel goes to work for you, sending heat away from the body. It's so moist. Is that gonna be too much? Rub it into the flesh. Cooling's Cooling Gel doesn't just cool you. Millions of tiny bubbles pop, creating a tingling sensation. That's just, great.
It feels so good.
You'll surely stay hydrated as Cooling Gel's patented sweat barrier formula creates a long-lasting film that protects your pores. It's in my mouth. It's starting to get really cold. No more, please. No, seriously, no more, please. It's like 100 degrees out here. I'm freezing. Does it ever stop cooling? I think I'm getting frostbite. Long frigid winters bringing you down? Try Cooling's Heating Cream.
It burns! It burns bad! My skin is blistering! Get it off of me!
This is Sean, and I want to hear your band on Radio Rubber Room, the club sandwich of radio shows. Do you want to be the bacon on this club sandwich? Email your music to rubberroommusic@gmail.com. Club sandwich.
How many Chanels does it take to screw in a light bulb? That depends on how many fatally injure themselves in the process. Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room.
Make it all come true.
right?
We are back.
We are back. That was Kings here on Radio Rubber. What was that tune called, sir?
That tune is called Perfect.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when you, like, read it and played it the first time, you were just like, this is just perfect. Is it the perfect song? Is that what you're saying?
It is definitely one of the most perfect songs that I think came out this year, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty much, I'll stick with that.
Very good, very good. So, I mean, nothing, you would expect nothing less from royalty.
No, exactly. Everything that I do is perfect anyways.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Because we are kings.
Always and forever.
There we go.
We've got somebody new joining us. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up?
Want to introduce yourself to the people?
Armando, Mighty Mondi. I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking at.
Oh, just whoever.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Mondi Munoz. Mighty Mondi.
Been on here with the flavor on here. We got one on here.
No, with James. And,
yes, yes.
Oh,
we did this joint with Block Sonic that got released. It was all improvisation. It was nice.
It was a fun show. It was fun. It's different. Okay. Different than we got a little nice. off schedule. Like how we, you know, it was cool.
Yeah,
it's cool, cool. So you guys released this on Jellystone Records.
Yes.
You want to talk a little bit more about what you guys are doing over there?
Boom.
Sure. Go ahead, Reggie.
It's a group of dudes. Essentially, it's a group of guys that have been making music in this town, you know, for about, I've been here for over 10 years, probably playing in bands. Me and Kelly have been playing in bands together for, yeah, about 10 years. And we've always been putting out records as our projects on our own. So,
Yeah.
Is that the PA? Is that an ant?
Something made a noise.
Oh, sorry. I hope it's not mine, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mine, there's no flames or smoke or fire, so yeah. That's actually a good sign.
All of us have been, like, living in this town for a while and, like, making our own records independently already. So the idea I had was, why don't we try to, like, make a team of guys that already do stuff and, like, consolidate our efforts in a way that we can, like, put it out in a legit way together and it not cost us a ton of money because we work together and, you know, and we can work at the pace that this group of guys can work at, which is pretty fast. And everyone kind of had the same aesthetic of, like, of excellence, you know? It's like a matching aesthetic of, like, what like, you know what I mean?
Standard quality.
Standard, right?
Yeah.
Standard,
so how many different groups are on Jellystone right now?
Right now, the King's Project, we have DJ here. So how we work is, like, we put out, as a group of guys, Jellystone, we put out records as individually as whatever that person's idea was. It's about the same handful of guys every time.
Okay.
But for Kelly's project, you know, it's almost all him and Devon, and then the Butcher Brown thing, but it's Kelly's aesthetic, and DJ Harrison is, like, DJ Harrison's aesthetic. And then so it's like per record. So we have a DJ Harrison record called
so basically,
Stash Box.
Basically the music of the collective funneled basically through an individual of the group for the particular projects.
Every
is that a good way to look at it? So kind of like divert the creative energy,
like,
through this one,
like,
person for this project.
Devon is usually, like, always producing, you know what I mean? But, like, it'll be, you know, it could be anybody from, you know, from Reggie, you know, doing Pace Cadet stuff, or, like, you know, Marcus Tenney doing, like, rapping or whatever, or Mighty Mondi. Usually, always, DJ Harrison, Devon is always producing it. But, like, it is a, they're all, like, different ideas of, like, Trio Justice, which is, like, a, you know, whole nother kind of thing, you know what I mean? But it's produced by him. So, it all funnels through him. We have all kinds of music and different, from... from Israel, is that Israel, right? Is that
how you say it?
Arizal. And they, you know, like, that kind of group is totally different. I totally fucked that up.
Well, like I said, does it get confusing sometimes? You have this, like, mapped out somewhere, like some sort of family tree type of diagram.
Not really.
You know what?
Really.
I should
it would
one
be
one
super
those,
incestuous.
It could be cool to make one of those.
It would be.
It's not really confusing because they like literally every single thing is different. It's it's pretty amazing. There's going to be pop music coming out. There's going to be, like, all kinds of different funk music coming out. More instrumental music. I mean, it kind of runs the gamut. I mean, hip hop. It's you know. I mean, it's crazy.
Right now, so the ones we have now are DJ Harrison, Stash Box. That's the first one, which is, like, the first, that's the like, here, we're starting the thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's Butcher Brown, which is a completely different sound. You know, mm-hmm. like, new school jazz, you know what I mean? Funk. And then Tree of Justice, which is, like, a free jazz record. Yeah. And then Pace Cadets, which is, like a trip-hop record. Mm-hmm. Like, a weird hip-hop record.
On Radio Rubber Room, right now, this is The Inflatables, If My Mouse Will Work, with Long Distance. If My Mouse Will Work is not a part of the song. That's not so part of the song title.
That's that sounds work. Good though.
Yeah,
sounds like a good song. Mm-hmm.
Right, so this is a kind of a long break. So we have time for the animals to go.
Sometimes I even
mess with me
from the dark. There's nothing that would cause me to be disgruntled. Something about you sucks the air right out of my lungs. And that's air I'd rather be breathing. Where daylight ends and darkness begins, blurs together. You stay inside for fear of nasty weather. Whether or not you'll see is up to you entirely. Step outside your mind, I urge you, darling. Unzip your ears and step out. If it don't bounce back, well, you'll go crazy. In Kansas City, you're not going to get any of my pity. We got a long distance hot breakfast. We got a long distance hot breakfast. All of my life. But Joey's in the back room sharpening his knife. Preparing and planning on how to break my bike. The only way we had to pay him was in Colorado Dyke. Rolling down the highway, now we're going 25. Transmission slipping low, I think we're gonna die. Whether or not you'll see it, up to you entirely. Step outside your mind, I urge you direly. Unzip your ears and step out. Don't bounce back or you'll go crazy. Thank you. We got a long distance hot breakfast. We got a long distance hot breakfast.
How many Sean Austins does it take to screw in a light bulb? Don't you want to know? We'll give you the answer in just a second when we get back on Radio Rubber Room.
Hey, it's me, Sean Austin, from Radio Rubber Room. If you're like me, Sean Austin, you may sometimes find yourself encouraged to put your fingers where they don't belong. When I was a young boy, I picked my nose. I picked other people's noses. I picked other people's places you don't even want to know about.
Mom, Sean's got his finger in my ear again.
Sean, ow! Ew, Sean.
Oh yeah, in my adolescence, I placed my fingers in even yet more dangerous positions.
Sean, don't do that. Don't do that.
No!
Stop!
Risking my fingers became a serious concern in my young adulthood after I began to place them in places so dangerous that I would end up without them.
Sean, he looks mad. He looks really mad.
Well, this is a serious condition known as modus mania, digitus filia.
Sean, leave the cat alone. Leave the cat alone.
If you're like me and all the others, then you are not alone. And we have meetings regularly to discuss how to not put our fingers into dangerous situations every Monday at 7:30 in Grandpa's tool shed.
Ooh, look at all the power tools.
Don't touch those. I know you might feel compelled, but do not.
But...
we will abide by the three-step program that I've constructed to keep your fingers out of harm's way. Step one. Admit that you are unable to control your compulsive disorder to put your fingers where they don't belong. My name's Sean Austin, and I have modus mania digitus filia. Step 2. Come to believe that a power greater than yourself could restore you to sanity. My name is Sean Austin, and I will be that power for you. Step 3. Make a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of said higher power. Do all of the things that I ask you to do, all the time, without question. Step 4. Make an inventory of all of the things you've lost. Left pinky, the summer of 2007. Right middle finger, 2004. Half of left pointer, 1999, DC Aquarium. Portion of right thumb, the fall of 2012. Ring finger of both hands in one incident. The incident that I do not wish to speak of at this time. Step 6. Made a list of all persons we had harmed, and become willing to make amends to them all. Lion in the cage, grandma at the top of the stairs, stranger's baby, stove top, little sister's eyeball, blender, weird kid's nose, sausage grinder. I will make amends with you soon. Step 7. Make direct amends to such people wherever possible. Hey, my name is Sean Austin, and if I poked you in the past, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, pinky. I'm sorry, portion of ring finger. I'm sorry, fleshy part of my thumb. Step 8. Continue to take personal inventory. I am Sean Austin, and I'm proud to say that since the last step that I have continued to remain on to the rest of my foregoing fingers.
Sean, you're getting really close to poking that thing.
And then I restrained. Final step. Commit yourself to helping others with your condition.
Sean, I don't want to touch that. Stop. Let go of my hand. Let go of my hand.
Sean, seriously? No, just because Derek won't let you use his. Get off!
So remember, if you think you might have modus mania digitus filia, to meet us at Grandpa's Toolshed, and we will only look at the things that are shiny and we do not touch them because they are pointy or burny or they will injure you or someone else or invade their personal space. Don't do it. Keep this in mind. Keep your fingers to yourself.
Ow, Sean!
Advertise your business with Radio Rubber Room. Send any inquiries to sponsoringrrr@gmail.com. That's sponsoringrrr@gmail.com. sponsoringrrr@gmail.com. Radio Rubber Room, putting RVA music into as many ear holes as possible.
Waiting for you. I have a long drive. We'll make it better.
How many Sean Austins does it take to screw in a light bulb? Better not be more than one, because there is only one Sean Austin. Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room.
You are listening to the Mekong Express.
Kings here on Radio Rubber Room with a new one off of their album, which is called Kings.
Yes, that was called Innocent Number.
Innocent hashtag.
It's so just hashtag innocent hashtag rubbing number. Innocent Number, and it's basically like a little interlude. It was an instrumental that Devon had done a while back, and I really, really loved it, and it was that short, and then someone else, I think, had recorded some vocals on it or something like that, so, like, Devon was like, yeah, you know, he was like, just gotta take it, or whatever, and I was like, I was like, nope, I'm gonna, you gotta let me. And I kind of took advantage a little bit at the time, because Devon, actually, when we recorded the vocals for this, he was really like, was really sick. He was like, had some just crazy cold stuff going on. And if you listen to the vocal, the background vocal that he does, he's singing some background vocals. I'm like, just sing one background vocal, it's gonna sound great. And you hear him, he's like, oh, like he is in pain, like while singing, he's like hurt. And so I can hear the pain in his voice is in the record or whatever. Nice. But he probably doesn't like that vocal, but I really like it, because it was just an interesting night.
It's authentic, it's vulnerable.
It was vulnerable. Yeah, we captured his vulnerability.
Real shit. So I like that. Real. I like the keys in that too, man. It's like, yeah. It sounds like old Michael McDonald jams. Like
exactly, oh, yeah. Exactly. That's what. That's pretty much what it. Oh, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do Michael McDonald. It doesn't sound like it, but that's what I was trying to do. Only, you know, like I was trying to, you know, I could have done that, man. But and I was more thinking like when I heard it, I felt
in the vein, man.
In the vein, like for sure, because I was thinking more Hall & Oates ish, like that kind of thing too. Because they used to have that kind of that thing going on. So that's more of what it was. But yeah, I appreciate it. It's a great. I love that feel, that song. Yeah.
So very cool. Kelly, you also are a member of the podcast world.
Yes.
You do a podcast?
The Truth Podcast. We've been chilling out for a little bit because it's just been so busy with like all this Yellowstone stuff and everything going on, and just my partner who was doing the podcast with me, Van Ark, he's been super busy doing like music licensing and all that kind of stuff, doing really cool stuff or whatever, but we haven't been able to get together. But we're going to, you know, restart it back up pretty soon, and I have some cool guests already lined up, and we're going to still do the Prince stuff, but you know, he's been kind of like really, really, really just showing up here and there lately, so we're not handling him too much. Mm-hmm. And we're more dealing with like a lot more of the RVA stuff that's been happening, and we're going to go back into some RVA past stuff from the 90s pretty soon that hopefully I think people will enjoy. And
Super
I,
Friends?
Yeah. Well, no, Armando. No? That's not going to be it.
You're not going to do no Super Friends?
I can't find those cats.
Lonnie B's around. Skills is around.
Oh, okay. Those Super Friends. I can't tell. I can't tell who it's going to be. But like, it's
I was going to say, have you booked yourself to talk about the album?
I haven't, and you know, I should, but I'm not a big fan of like, you know, because I know Marc Maron, like he did that on his, like you would get like a cat to interview him for his stuff.
Oh, I'd love
but
to do that.
You know, maybe we will, but you know, there are some interviews out there and stuff, and I'm not like crazy about just, you know, being all up in the videos, you know, producing and dancing, you know, I'm not trying to do everything, you know, but
well, speaking of videos, you want to plug the video again?
Sure.
Released first thing today.
Yeah, it was released. Yeah, first thing today was released. It's called Stimulate by Kings, and it was directed by Nate Griffith of Porter Street Pictures, and he has some great cameras, and does some amazing shots. And also Christine Lockersby, who's new to the area, she did like some additional photography and camera work on that. And it features Butcher Brown and Charles Owens of Charlottesville, amazing player, and you know, it's and Armando and
Shout
Gabe's
Gabe.
In it.
Shout
Gabe San
Gabe.
Maria, who's actually he's on the radio with the rival. No, I'm sure it's not rival. He's on the radio actually right now doing some stuff. So, Gabe is in it, and Sam. You can see Sam Reed a little bit in there, and
Josh,
her husband Freeze. Josh is in there. Dangle did it, made it.
Dangle,
made
don't
it.
Do it.
Dangle done made it, done made the video.
He did.
So, it's really fun, and we're really excited because there'll be definitely more to come. You know, we're really trying to just bring that whole thing to another level. And I was going to say also just with doing podcasts and promoting, you know, we're trying to kind of like do a lot more than like you would usually see with like people promoting their records, you know, like, I mean, we literally almost have something planned almost every day to do up until Friday, which is the Sound of Music King's release party at Sound Music Recording Studios.
What day is that again?
That is Friday, 3/6/15. Doors will probably be open at 9. 9:30 will be kicking off with Xavier, a.k.a. Sound Genesis, and we've got some Butcher Brown. We got a couple other special guests coming through that night, so it's like it's going to be straight up fun, you know, really good time. BYOB, bring your own booze or whatever you bring, you know, whatever. Bring your own boobs.
I like
whatever,
that.
Whatever. Yeah, please bring your own boobs.
Yeah. It'd be kind of weird if you like brought somebody else's. I don't know how that would work.
Because there would be a lot of...
Or just jars of fake ones, like you just showed up with two in a jar, like, well, I brought a set.
Yeah,
I'm a skinny guy, what more do you want from me?
That would be an interesting conversation starter.
It would be.
At least for me, it would. It definitely would be an interesting starter for me.
Like, I don't know if they would get past the door, but still, it would be interesting for anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone.
I've never seen that. That's one thing I can say I've never seen.
No.
For sure.
No, I don't know how that, bring your own whatever, but bring your own. Just bring your own, please.
Some guy shows up with a bag of biological waste. You're like, no, you need to leave, sir.
No. How did he get in?
All right, well, time to get to another break. We're going to be back with one more tune.
Yes, sir.
One more tune. But right now, this is Red States with High Bison here. I'm sorry, with Registration Letter here on Radio Rubber Room.
Let's make a run for it tonight. Get out of mind and out of sight. It's just a simple plan to black out and forget. I'll try this dead end street to a place where our worst habits meet and. We'll
It takes two to tango. But to play Dungeons & Dragons, you need at least three players and one dungeon master.
From the Spoofco Aluminium Collection comes Sean S. Austin I, known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardist of all time. You'll cry like a woman when you hear him play such riveting hits as C. Sean spent years inventing and mastering his own instrument, the single-key keyboard. A collection of mind-blowing songs that will make you question the meaning of life. Get G. And F sharp. G slightly faster. Also, lament in C sharp. This album will penetrate your ear holes like a typhoon, and when your brain explodes, there will only be one thing you hear. The accumulation of all music. Sean S. Austin I will go down as the single greatest single-key keyboardist of all time. Buy his critically acclaimed album on vinyl and 8-track today. You'll get 5 of Sean's hits. That's a total of 40 seconds of music that you'll be sure to hear every single time you listen to it. Now available on cassette tape.
Do you have trouble getting going in the morning?
Shut up!
Are you sometimes filled with overwhelming self-doubt that paralyzes you, making getting out of bed seem like something that's not worth doing? Well, we have the fix. From the makers of Mandol comes the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock.
Get your ass up, you beautiful son of a bitch!
The messages of the self-esteem alarm clock were expertly written by expert greeting card writers.
Get your tight ass up, you sexy, sexy ass. It's gonna be a great day, sexy. Damn, you're good looking and sexy.
Start your day off right with the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch self-esteem alarm clock. And remember, you're a sexy bitch.
The Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch self-esteem alarm clock may cause morning wood, hypertension, Napoleon complex, puffy nipples, bloating, an erection lasting more than 42 hours, juvenile diabetes, or Frankenbean.
Working single man hours, get us paid.
get it straight. Girl, it's to get us paid. That's right. Oh, it's to get us paid.
We are back, that was Kings, here on Radio Rubber Room.
Yeah.
Another tune off the album, I'd assume.
Yeah, that is Single Man Hours, featuring Armando on some vocals, and we're just talking about, we're talking about real stuff on that. That's real, real, real. It's total coincidence that the initials are SMH, but it was really based on some true stuff. My ex-girlfriend said that to me, and said, you've been working these single man hours out here, or whatever, and I was like, And then, you know, I tried to apologize and stuff, but most of the time I was just like,
You're right, you're right.
Yeah, maybe you're right, but, you know, I don't know, it was something crazy about it, so that's that song.
More real life shit.
Real life shit. On that joint, SMH.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, very cool. So, I'm going to run through everything, all the important stuff one more time, all the important details.
The King's record is out today. You can find it on Bandcamp. You can go to Jellystone Bandcamp, or you can find it also on iTunes. It is totally 100% available. You can find the King Stimulate video on the Jellystone YouTube, and you'll find it on my YouTube as well pretty soon. And we have the King's release party on this Friday at Sound of Music. And that's $5. I keep getting crack in my mouth, sorry. That's going to be 9:30. Bring your own booze. It's going to be sick.
Now, have you thought of, I wish I would have thought of this earlier, but actually performing sets, like performing the set from like a throne of some sort?
That's on some Kanye stuff. It's also on some Solomon Burke type stuff, and
Solomon Burke though.
Yeah, you know, what I'm, about I a mean, scepter? I can, and the thing is that this record is a tribute to the forgotten kings and the known kings. You know, Solomon Burke is somebody that I never. They'd be sleeping on Solomon, but you know, I've never been crazy about. I loved his couple songs I heard. Everybody Needs Somebody to Love, all that kind of stuff. Never really got into it and the mythology of the throne that he had on stage, and you know, but I definitely admired his like dress and stuff, because he would always like go out full out, you know, with, because he did probably have like some kind of cloak or some kind, and maybe like even a crown or whatever. So he would go hard with that. But no. The answer is no.
That's a simple answer.
Yeah, that was simple answer. I thought so. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
There
be gold?
Will be gold. Oh, there's gonna be some gold.
Also, we also have CDs available in Plan 9 as well. Like Jesse. I'm getting all my stuff fucked up right now. But Reggie just dropped off a box, like a Jellystone box, is there that has like Butcher Brown stuff and a King stuff, stash box. So you could pick that up as well at Plan 9 right now. So it's available pretty much everywhere.
Well, very cool. It's been a blast. Enjoyed the tunes. Probably going to listen to this album quite a bit, so glad to have a copy of it as well.
Yeah, man.
Anything else before we go?
Just thanks to everybody. I mean, this is literally the craziest day I've ever had on the internet in life. Getting messages from everywhere and from on the Twitters and the Instagrams. And I can't believe I'm saying any of this, but on the Twitters and the Instagrams and the Facebooks, thank you all for writing stuff, and just I've never gotten any of that kind of stuff for anything in life, period. So it's really, really nice to that people are enjoying the record and stuff. And just stay tuned for more. We're gonna have more performances in Richmond and hopefully the East Coast, soon, and eventually world tour. So yeah.
Well, very cool. It's been a blast. Congratulations on the album.
Thank you.
We will look forward to hearing more from y'all. We got to get out of here because there's about to be a band knocking on the door upstairs. But this is Force of Habit with Spawn to take us out here on Radio Rubber.
Force of Habit.